Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Today we continue with our series on deeper conversion through the Beatitudes. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness." Now, stop for a moment and try to remember the last time you were really, really hungry. For some of us, it's been a while. We're constantly surrounded by so much food that we're almost never really hungry. Now, maybe there was a day with a lot of traveling, or a day you were so busy you just didn't have time to eat, or maybe you were doing a cleanse or some serious fasting for Ash Wednesday or Good Friday. In any case, if you can remember, then you remember what it's like. Hunger hurts. It burns. It's not something that just comes and goes. It's a steady ache, a need that doesn't go away and it doesn't leave you alone. Poor people in the developing world who go days without eating and have to watch their own children go days without eating, they know what real hunger is. It's something fearful, brutal, or an urgent thirst can quickly become even more desperate than the most acute hunger. It's remembering that fundamental, scary experience of hunger and thirst that should make us stop and think when we hear Jesus say, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. What exactly is righteousness? What does that word mean? What is this thing that we are blessed if we hunger and thirst for it? Put very simply, righteousness is to do the will of God. Righteousness is when we are conformed to God. Now, conformity to God exists on three levels. First, in order to be righteous, we have to follow the commandments, which forbids doing evil, blasphemy, murder, adultery, idolatry, superstition, lying, gossip, envy, lust, gluttony, drunkenness, because those things disfigure the image of God. So we have to remove them from our lives to be conformed to God. Second, righteousness demands that we love one another as Christ loved us, honoring our parents, laying down our lives for our spouse, patience with our kids, generosity toward all, and the most difficult of all, love of enemies, and the forgiveness of those who've wronged us. Not once, but 70 times 7. We can't be like Christ unless we love our neighbor the way Christ loved us. And third, righteousness demands that we love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, and mind. So in the end, we become what we love. Or as John of the Cross says, we become as big or as small as the thing we love. So if we want to be righteous, if we want to be like God, we must love Him with all our heart, soul, and strength. That's what righteousness is. That's what we have to hunger and thirst for. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. Real hunger and thirst won't leave you alone. You might distract yourself for a while, but you'll be constantly aware of how hungry you are. So the question is this: does hunger for righteousness gnaw at you? When you attend meetings, or fold laundry, or read a book to the kids, does your mind continually revert back to ways you need to watch out for temptation? Or ways you can serve your neighbor, or ways you can grow in love for the Lord? If not, then we're not yet at the place where we're hungering and thirsting for righteousness, and so we're not yet fully blessed. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. Hunger and thirst, especially when it's acute, aren't pleasant. You can do fun things while you're hungry and thirsty. You can watch a movie or talk on the phone to a good friend, but as soon as you stop, and even a little when you're in the process of your fun activity, you're aware that something's not right. A hungry person is constantly looking around to see, is there something I can just grab to take the edge off my hunger? Are we like that with righteousness? With conformity to God? Are we constantly looking for temptations to avoid, ways to love and serve others concretely, a way to spend more time with Jesus in friendship through prayer? That kind of hunger, that kind of constant opportunism for holiness, that's where blessedness is found. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. Normally, you don't want to make yourself more hungry, but in this case, you do. We want to stir up a deep hunger and thirst for union with God. But how do we do it? How do we get ourselves to spend our day thinking about how can I have a greater relationship with God? By starting your day with prayer and meditation on the Word of God and a concrete resolution. That's actually the most effective way. When you pray, especially in the morning, you remember what matters most in life. You make yourself aware of the need for righteousness, for a greater union with God. And when you end your meditation, when you end your rosary with a concrete resolution, that means you settle on a simple, concrete strategy for the day. And when you end your prayer with a resolution, it means you settle on a strategy for the day, a strategy for avoiding temptation, for loving concretely the people in your life, and for growing in love of God. Then throughout the day, you'll look for opportunities to carry out that resolution, to implement your strategy whenever possible. And when you get firmly in that mindset, when you make daily meditation and a resolution a habit, then you'll be hungering and thirsting for righteousness. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, what caught your attention with that meditation?
It's kind of funny because I've been thinking about hunger a lot recently. I don't know why, but a few times this week I've just been suddenly very hungry and then very angry. But for some reason, I have this bad habit of knowing I need to get food. And then it's like my brain turns off and I'm doing all these different tasks. And it kind of reminded me of how I do feel even when I have this hunger for righteousness, where I'm like doing a task for someone and I'm thinking in my head, well, don't be angry. Do it as an act of love, as an act of sacrifice. I'm so angry. Like, I'm having the thoughts of, oh, I know how I should be like handling this and I really want to, but it's really hard to, even when you're constantly thinking about it, redirect your emotions when, especially when you're not at your, if you're on an empty stomach, if you're tired, if you feel sick.
Yeah.
It feels like your brain is just in an entirely different game. It's on an entirely different page. It's reading a whole different book. So it's just hard. I noticed how those habits kind of lined up.
I thought maybe you were going with the thought that it's amazing how we can be hungry, but we can get swept up by the tyranny of the urgent.
Oh, absolutely.
And then we don't eat.
Uh-huh.
But the same thing happens to us with our prayer life.
You're absolutely right. Or just even, oh, here's a really good thing I want to do. And you feel really good and you feel almost satisfied by the good intention. And then you just entirely forget to do the thing. Like, I'm going to do something nice for my friend or for a family member. Oh, that'll be awesome. I'll cook them a nice dinner. I'll do all these things and I'll send the invite. And then I just forget and I don't do it. Where you're kind of pacified by wanting to do the good thing, but it's really hard to do the good thing.
Yeah.
Or just we get distracted.
We get distracted. It's as simple as that. But look at the transforming power of meditation and a resolution. So imagine what would happen to a person if they came to the school of Mary in the rosary, like we are every day, and really paid attention to the content we're delivering, like on these Beatitudes. And then every day had a very simple, concrete strategy to put it into action.
Yeah.
Now, what would happen to that person if they do it every day for a week, every day for 6 weeks, every day for a year?
Well, it's the same thing that it is the approach we all take to hunger, which is don't wait till you're hungry, make eating a habit.
Exactly.
You're making a habit out of prayer, so it's already there and it's already in your life. I wouldn't have to wander around my house doing random mindless tasks, growing hungrier and hungrier if I actually had a meal plan. And I knew it was in my fridge already.
Yeah.
And I had gone to the grocery store. Because you don't want to realize that you're hungry. Realize that the fridge is empty. And now you've got to go to the store and come back and cook it.
And I think, really, I found with the rosary, it was easy for me to blow off if I was praying it alone. But if I had a person that I prayed it with, I was much more likely to do it.
Oh, so that's how I got roped into this.
It's all about me.
I mean, I think that's part of the Rosary podcast, where there's something about being able to do it together that makes that habit possible.
And you might even say to somebody, a spouse, a kid, a friend, hey, with an elderly parent over the Zoom or the phone, hey, I want to do this every day. I struggle to do it. Could we do it together?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think it's so effective. It's like I've completely lost my solid habit of reading. I feel like I do it really randomly and infrequently. But if I'm in a book club, even if we're not reading together, if I know we're going to discuss it once a week, then I'm always going to do my reading.
Exactly.
So to even say, I'm listening to this. Do you want to listen? Maybe we can talk about it.
So maybe that's the resolution. Ask somebody to pray the Rosary podcast with you every day.
Build the habit so you don't just get hungry without getting fed.
Exactly. By the way, I'm getting kind of hungry. Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.